This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by LongvineAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News time is 8:26, which means here today it is Newsmaker 2 time, and Lyon County Controller Dan Williams joins us right now on the KVOE Sutherland studio line to talk about broadband internet across Lyon County.
Dan, good morning.
Hey, Dan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. How about you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, Dan, let's set the stage here. We can talk about the current status here of the county's fiber to the home process here shortly, but walk us back either a few months or maybe even longer than that about why Lyon County is interested in fiber to the home as wide a range as possible here across Lyon County, and really some of the different incoming endpoint markers here that are part of this particular conversation that's really reaching ahead over the last month or so.
Yeah, one of the approved expenses for the American Rescue Plan is providing broadband to underserved and unserved populations and residents. And so that kind of prompted us to start looking at how can we provide broadband fiber to all of Lyon County.
Well, that would be something. There is no doubt about that. So what kind of basically, service would you look at, you know, to get this installed? Where do you have to go to get something started, to look at a price tag? What's all the logistics entail? How's that process work, Dan?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're working with Wheat State, Madison Telephone, ValueNet, and SNA, and we're looking at this project as a whole and working together to try to come up with a solution. Because of the American Rescue Plan and some other grant possibilities out there, we're looking at, as a group, trying to find the best funding that we can to do this.
All right, Dan, how expensive is it to bring fiber to the home in areas that are currently unserved, and which areas right now of Lyon County are unserved by broadband?
Well, we kind of know what's unserved and what's underserved. And underserved, the federal government says that wired-connected broadband has to have a minimum of 25 megs down and 3 megs up. And if you do not have that connection, then you're underserved. And then, of course, if you don't have any broadband internet, then you're unserved.
Okay, so I know there is access here in Lyon County by a number of, at least a couple of companies that do this, you know, via kind of a satellite reach, nothing wired. So there is, I know, access in the county. So,
in some portions of the county, but not everywhere.
Not everywhere, okay.
And what we're trying to do is try to identify where we don't have service or where we are underserved. And that's one of the requirements. If you go to provide for a grant, one of the documents you have to do is verify the areas that are eligible or not sufficiently served.
So, Dan, what kind of dollars can we be looking at here with the American Rescue Plan if things move forward? Any idea?
Not at this point. I know the federal government has sent down to the states $10 billion. And spread it out over the states. I know the state of Kansas as a whole is getting around $5 billion of American Rescue funds. I don't know how much that right now is set aside for broadband. But if they're whatever set aside, we're trying to get in a position to where we can ask for additional funding.
Now, would that be through federal funding, or would there be some sort of like straight federal funding through like the ARPA or other normal channels, or would there be some supplemental federal slash private grant money that's right now in the research process?
It would be both.
Would be both.
And that's what we're also looking through the Wheat State, Madison, and those guys. We are looking at grant funding through their portal, because there's federal money set aside for that as well.
Yeah, through I know that actually be looking at kind of Americas, Olpe, and Madison there. Now on the, I'm certainly not a technician when it comes to fiber to home, but I do know, Dan, that the fiber runs to the house.
Exactly.
So once you get out in the the rural parts of the county, how exactly would that work if we're not talking about a specific community? Are you talking about some areas outside of the communities for fiber to home, and how exactly would that work?
Yes, we would actually completely design a network with these our partners working it as well, and we have already contracted with RVW to take a look at that, and it would extend SNAs and Wheat States and Madison's telephone and ValuNet networks out to encompass all the homes within the county.
Within the county, that seems like a stunningly large project.
It is.
When this all comes to fruition, so I would understand why the research going into this and the groundwork being laid is quite significant. So are we still in the very young stages here then, Dan?
Yes, we are in the very young stages. One of the things that we need to do, like I said, was to verify what is eligible. And so what we have done is we have a link that's set out, and it's on our website, it's on Extension's website, it's on Madison Telephone website, and it's Lyon County Broadband. And when you click on that link, it'll ask you to put in your address. And then it'll do a speed. If you have internet connection, it'll do a speed test. And if you're below that 25.3, it'll mark it on a map. Just mark it and say this location has either is above 25.3 or below 25.3. And then if you do not have service at all, we need to get on that link and then put the address in and say no service. And that automatically puts a black dot there on that map and says it's no service. And if everybody can do that out in the community, then we can map the areas that are unserved.
Dan, when it comes to the funding side of things, are you going to be getting more money for unserved areas versus underserved, or is the federal government making that designation here at all, or just simply saying, here, you've got the money, this is what you need it for?
Yeah, the bottom line is if you're below 25.3, you're underserved, period.
Period, end of story.
I can imagine, Dan, that there are those out in the county that would be chomping at the bit, to, pardon the pun, to get fiber
chomping
to
at the
home,
rate. There you go.
To get this done, because there are obviously a lot of areas in the county that are at least underserved or not served at all. Any feedback you've been getting from those in the county since word of this started to pop up that this is something that you're looking at?
Well, one of the things, I've heard quite a few that would jump at the chance. In fact, one of our commissioners would jump at the chance.
I bet, yeah.
Dan, what is from your perspective and the county's perspective, what is the significance of this? I've heard that this is essentially the early 2021 version of expanding electric service across not only the county, but across the country here back 100-plus years ago. Is it really that level here of urgency, need, and really infrastructure importance?
I believe so, and the county commission believes so. This is kind of like the telephone back in the day when they spread telephone all through the country. It's gotten to where the infrastructure piece of the broadband is almost like a utility now. You really can't do anything without it.
Well, you really can't. True. And we know just right here in Emporia, you know, the fiber to the home that ValueNet provides is quite a recruitment tool for businesses and industry that come here. I mean, you have to have that access within your community, or it's a real detriment. And just to survive individually anymore, to be able to get online and get work done is extremely important. So phase one, gathering information, that's underway now, Dan, as you mentioned.
Yep.
I know I'm just going to kind of heave this at you, but in the grand scheme of things, once things get rolling, any idea what kind of a time frame if this is green-lighted?
Well, if it's green-lighted, I would say it's a 2 to 3 year project. You know, if we got the money today, there's still a lead time of what the telephone companies and Wheat State and Madison and SNA, they're saying that the backlog for the fiber and for contractors to put it in is at least a year away.
Yeah, it's a massive project, no doubt about it, but exciting to think what could be happening.
And
Lyon County.
Yep. Yeah, and the way the county commission felt that if the money's coming and the money's has been put out there to the states and the federal is putting this money out there, why not go get it?
Yeah,
that's a great point. Dana, anything else that we're missing here before we close things down and continue to follow this here through the next year and possibly 2 to 3 years?
Just that we really need the citizens of Lyon County to hit these links and put in what you have and what you don't have, and that way we can map it and verify the eligibility.
All right. Now, this is at lyoncounty.org, and this is on the homepage. I've got it up right now.
Yep.
And you go to the quick links at the left side of the page, and it says Lyon County Test Your Internet Speed, and that's all you need to do.
Yep.
Just fill that out, and you're in good shape.
That's correct. And Extension has it, and Madison Telephone has it on their website as well.
Okay. And what we'll do, we'll put it on our website with that link and
yep.
encourage people to get on it and send them that way so we can help get the ball rolling here.
Yep. And if you don't have internet service at your household, come into town. If you work in town, just do it in town and put your address in, or go to the library or have somebody do it for you.
Yeah, because obviously if you don't have internet access, you can't
be
forwarded anywhere.
Exactly.
All right, Dan, we're going to be rolling this story a bit later on today. Really appreciate your time here with us this morning. Best of luck here with this effort, and we'll continue to track things and let folks know how this progresses here over the next year or so.
That sounds good.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Great job.
Thanks,
hey,
Dan. Appreciate
thank you, guys.
All right, Lyon County Controller Dan Williams joining us on our Newsmaker 2. Now, that's a big deal. Is what that is. You're looking at the entire county. That is significant stuff right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we really appreciate Dan's time here with that. And again, we'll have stories coming up here later on KVUEN, KVUE.com to give you more information, or in case you missed it here, exactly where you can take part in that specific survey. Did want to let you know, too, that tomorrow's morning show schedule is going to be busy. We'll have St. Mark's Lutheran Pastor Kent Happel joining us on the Newsmaker slot talking about the Rodden for JC Vehicle Show, which is coming up on Sunday. ESU Health and Human Performance Professor Dr. Jennifer Thomas makes her monthly appearance. We're talking about cancer symptoms. We'll also have the hashtag VaxToNormal recap preview of the last week's weekly prize drawing, and also talk about this upcoming weekly prize drawing and different activities leading up to the grand prize drawing for VaxToNormal on September 10th. All tomorrow here on KVOE.
KVOE, all right. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Good morning. It's 8:39.
Hundreds of American Airlines flights have been canceled already across the country. The airline furloughed workers during the pandemic. Now the demand for travel is picking up. They can't hire people fast enough.
The airline tells us they've got a high number of employees who are calling out sick. Plus, you've got other staffing issues along with aircraft maintenance. Many airlines are having trouble keeping up with the fast increase in travelers. More than 2 million were screened by TSA on Friday alone. And the issues are not over. American expects to cancel anywhere between 50 and 80 flights per day over the next month.
ABC Transportation Correspondent Gio Benitez. Tropical Storm Claudette is just off the Carolinas, moving away from the coast. The storm causing heavy rain and flooding across the south over the weekend. Hydroplaning is believed to have been responsible for a deadly crash in Alabama that killed 9 children. There were severe storms outside Chicago late last night, a tornado sending 4 people in the suburb of Naperville to the hospital. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Beat the Kansas heat and save money. Modern Air and Lennox have a full line of products specifically designed to beat the heat by providing cool, clean, safe air in your home or office. Plus, you can save money with Lennox summer rebates that are available for a limited time. Saving money is important, but installing Lennox products to remove harmful bacteria, germs, and even viruses from the air, that's priceless. Contact Modern Air so they can provide you with the one thing you need most, the air you breathe.
Summertime greetings from Emporia First United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Ron Harris. We celebrate new opportunities.